Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We have added another panelist with a one-syllable name in keeping with our hiring standards here on this show. So I'm Tim with Ed, Fred, and Ray, Ray's in Kansas City. Good morning again, Ray.
Good morning, Tim.
And the three of us here in Tupelo, T-U-P-E-L-O, right below One Below on your map. That was JJ corny right there, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. You got a chuckle out of me.
Yeah. But now Chris Woodward's in studio. Good morning, Chris. Good morning.
I gotta say, I spent a week with JJ in a foreign country. And that included a 12-hour flight going and coming. So I have a lot of JJ jokes I can now share.
You poor thing. Who was in charge of your travel plans, man?
Let me tell you.
Put you guys next to each other.
I got a PhD in JJ jokes after that trip. There's a time to laugh.
I got to tell you, you got to give the guy A for memory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On jokes.
Yeah. I always say he's got a Rolodex. Mm-hmm. You bring up a topic, he's got more than one joke.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. All right, Fred, before the break, we were going to get to this story you're about to talk about.
Yeah, we reported late yesterday that Uncle Herschel is now welcome back on the porch at Cracker Barrel.
Thank goodness.
He's come back.
Poor fella was about to be booted.
I tell you what, so
Uncle
unfair.
Herschel, even though he's in just a drawing.
Yes.
Well, sorry for the drawing.
Well, I saw all kinds of memes mm-hmm. showing Uncle Herschel in kind of a heavenly setting with Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, the Land of Lakes.
For those who don't know, a Cracker Barrel was going to change and still maybe who knows where they're going to go with their image changing that they announced, but it all backfired terribly in the last few days. And so Uncle Herschel is the fella that you see on the Cracker Barrel that's leaning against the barrel. Right, leaning against the barrel or sitting near the barrel.
Is he sitting in a rocker?
He's kind of this. It's been the signature of the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain.
Yep.
And so the idea that the geniuses there at Cracker Barrel marketing had was let's take the old man off. I guess he's old. What is he?
He's sitting in a chair. I'm not sure if it's a rocker.
Okay, sitting in a rocker, which they have rocking chairs.
Yeah. But he is leaning against a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, a Cracker Barrel. So they were going to take him off and put him to
pasture.
Out to pasture. But he's going to stay now, Fred. Is that what you're saying? Cracker Barrel announced this?
Yes, he's going to stay. However, if you go to Cracker Barrel's website, the news this morning is they've removed their pride page. They had a pride page at their website.
Pride in their breakfast?
No.
No. Yeah.
Cracker Barrel's pride page, which used to boast that the company was, quote, bringing the porch to pride.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
Is that not powerful?
Yes.
There, that moves me. Yeah. I tell you what. Bringing the porch to pride.
That gives me chills. The chills that come right before throwing up.
So
on that page,
they got rid of their pride page. What were they doing with their pride page anyway?
Well, amongst other things, they said on their pride page at Cracker Barrel, welcoming people has always been at the heart of who we are. When we take care of one another, we are able to even give better care of the people.
You get better scrambled eggs?
Well, okay, can I just stop you right there?
I'm
just going to stop you right there. So their reason for having a pride page was so that everyone could feel welcome at Cracker Barrel. Uh-huh. So what do they have on their Christian page?
I don't think that's available.
I bet there were a lot more Christians going to Cracker Barrel than pink-haired lesbians.
Yeah. Well, right? Say what
probably
you think,
true.
Ed.
Just
say it plainly.
Pink-haired
lesbians.
I have nothing against
pink-haired
people
lesbians.
With pink hair or pink-haired lesbians. Okay?
However.
All right. So what I'm saying is that's not really why they had a pride page.
No.
Is what I'm saying. They had a pride page because they wanted everyone to know that they supported the LGBTQ.
They were being panda bears.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Huh? They were pandering to the to the woke crowd. And yeah, I thought the same thing you did. I thought, why do you have to tell people that you don't hate gay people?
Yes.
Or that you're against gay. You mean you have to have your own page to express that we embrace gay and lesbian people to come to our restaurants and get biscuits and eggs too?
And if that is the case, you want to let people know you don't hate gay people. Does that mean that you hated gay people the day before you put the pride page up? Yes.
Yeah.
The whole thing's silly.
Yes.
The whole thing's silly. We don't need any more pride. You don't need to have a page dedicated to LGBTQ to say they're welcome in our restaurants. If you do, like you're saying, Ed, well, are you saying they weren't welcome?
Yes.
Right.
No. It's so stupid because when you go into Cracker Barrel or any restaurant in America, you don't sit down and they go, sir, or ma'am, or whatever you identify as.
Yes.
Before we get you your cheeseburger, I'm going to have to ask you.
Your sexual orientation.
And if you're gay,
yeah,
you get no fries.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's the door. No extra gravy.
Who does that?
That's right. No biscuits.
One of the things they used the page for was to unveil a line of rainbow-colored rocking chairs.
Yeah.
I predict you will not see rainbow rocking chairs.
Boy, this has backfired magnificently.
Right.
You know what? The logo change back is one thing. I was very surprised to hear this about the Pride page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they will get slammed for this from the other side.
Yes.
Yes.
One of the things that the Human Rights Campaign has long made companies and businesses do is things like this. So I'm wondering whether or not this was kind of a pressure from the Human Rights Campaign for Cracker Barrel and other companies with similar web pages to do. Because you have to do some things to get a good score from the HRC so that way they don't say nasty things about you on social media and go after your shareholder meetings. And then to continue to get high scores, you have to continue doing these things.
Yeah. Right.
So Uncle Herschel's back.
Yeah, right. He is.
Uh-huh. Okay.
With pride.
Pride page is gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. What about the menu? Menu's going to stay the menu's same.
Gonna, it's going to be the same wonderful menu that everyone has come to expect at Cracker Barrel.
What about the decor? You know, there were some of these stores where they took down the old-timey decor and they made them.
Where did they do that? Have they done that, or was that in the plan?
I've just seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's across the country.
I think the decor change is still in place.
And it's coming to a Cracker Barrel near you.
Less clutter.
I don't really care about that. Why? A decor change in a restaurant is not inherently, it's not a woke thing or not woke thing, seems to me. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Okay, Tim, but we got to draw the line, don't we, at that the little golf tee game that they
yes, you know, they changed the wording on that.
Yeah. They were changed.
Oh, you mean from wrong.
Ignoramus.
You're an ignoramus. Is that what it said? Right. Yeah. Ignoramus
or something.
Yeah. To everybody
nice
gets a
try,
trophy.
Everybody.
Yes.
That's wrong. That's
nice
woke. That's wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I said yesterday. I am all for putting the insults back on that pegboard game.
Yeah,
you know what? Because it makes people want to improve themselves.
I actually have that app on my phone.
What's that?
Oh, the game.
You can get the little triangle game as an app on your phone, and I do play it from time to time.
Yeah,
because I'm not an ignoramus.
How do you do, Chris?
Not very well.
Chris was on a 10-hour flight across the ocean. He had to have something to do.
I had the guy leaning against me the whole flight. I had to pass the time.
I'm going to say something, Chris. It's going to sound initially
hurtful.
I have the greatest respect for you.
He does,
as game apps go, that one is pretty lame. Yeah.
The peg game on an app?
I do. I have it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like playing checkers against the computer.
All right. Chris, let's move on.
Yes. All right. Well,
are you done with Fred?
Uncle Herschel's back.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we all can.
We're gonna let Fred go to go grab us a table at the
Thank you, Fred, for your
Cracker Barrel
contributions. Yeah. To
Eggs
this
over
show.
Easy, please.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what's the next story?
Well, from time to time on this program, we talk about how Chinese people from China,
careful, Chris.
Yeah, they're caught here breaking laws, and it may be part of some sort of espionage, some broader conspiracy. on the part of the Chinese Communist Party. And I bring this in because this is the latest example, and this is the headline from Fox. Chinese doctor accused of attempting to smuggle cancer research from the U.S. to China. The guy's name is Yunhai Li, a 35-year-old employed by the MD Anderson Cancer Center since 2022. He was confronted at an airport by officers from U.S. Customs and Border Protection on July 9th. This is according to the Harris County District Attorney's Office. The office said the authorities working in connection with Homeland Security investigations, quote, found evidence Li was attempting to take sensitive medical information abroad during an inspection of his belongings. They were able to detain him as he was trying to get on a flight to China. That intellectual property stays with us, the government says, so we can save lives. It has long been documented that a lot of people from China with ties to the Communist Party that runs China have been coming over here and taking our intellectual property from big corporations that we use for apps to this incident, which involves cancer research.
Hey, Ray, let me ask you a question here. Do you trust communists?
No. No and no.
This is a perfect example of why we talked about this yesterday, and I don't want to speak for everyone. I criticized the president for suggesting that maybe, and it hasn't been done yet, to your point yesterday, Tim, in terms of letting these 600,000 Chinese students in on visas. But it's a bad idea, and this is proof. There is no telling how much intellectual property the Chinese have stolen over the last 30 or 40 years. But they've stolen a lot, and they've tried to reverse engineer a lot of stuff. I'm sure we've probably done that to some extent. If you can get an advantage over a competitor, you do that. But China has done it just forever.
They've raised it to an art form.
To an art form. Yep. And letting more people into this country who would continue to do that. Listen, I'm sure they've tried to infiltrate our access to our military technology. This is part of the reason why I think the Chinese government has been buying up land, buying up property around military bases. They're going to spy. They're going to try to watch and see everything that is flying around or driving around to see if they can find out information and use it against us.
Speaking of spying, there is concern that China, or maybe some other country, is spying on our U.S. military bases. And I say that based on a Daily Mail article. I'll share this on our Today's Issues Facebook page. But the Daily Mail is reporting this. The headline is, Pentagon baffled by 8,000 mysterious UFO orbs hovering over U.S. bases. More than 8,000 sightings across the U.S. between December 2022 in June of 2025, between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. in states including New York, California, and Arizona. Now, remember the Chinese spy balloon that Biden and his administration let float across the U.S. taking pictures of Lord knows what? This has caused a lot of people to wonder whether China or, again, some other country that doesn't like us is possibly doing things in the wee hours of the morning to spy on us. Although some people may also be of the opinion that it's just government technology doing testing. And we're seeing basically our own guys doing things outside bases.
I have my opinion is two possibilities here. And let me start off by just saying, and I know we probably don't want to talk about UFOs and aliens here for the rest of the program. You do?
Yeah.
I personally do not believe these are extraterrestrial. Okay. I don't believe that we have people beings visiting from other planets. So that leaves me with two possibilities in my mind. Not an expert on this, but nerd alert, I have read about this almost my whole life since I was in junior high school. Read a lot of Christian books on this. You could call me an expert if you wanted. You'd be wrong. But I think either this is it's human in origin, probably our own technology. I think that's why these are spotted for the most part between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Mostly it's around U.S. military bases. I think we have all kinds of technology that it would seem like science fiction. Or the other option is it is metaphysical slash spiritual I'm not a real big multi-dimension, multi-universe person, but I would say that it might be possible that it is metaphysical. And here's why. Because some of the people who spot this, they take videos of it, the speed at which these things move, yet do not break the sound barrier. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is stuff that should create a sonic boom. Some of these are spotted hitting the ocean, going into the ocean, leaving no splashes. You cannot break the laws of physics and be a physical specimen.
Well, Ed, okay, a question or two here. Just make sure I understood what
he's already said. He's an expert. So
is he using an expert?
I was kidding.
Nerd alert.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. So you're saying you don't think it's not aliens, right?
I do not believe it's alien.
But you said it might be metaphysical. What is?
Yeah.
In this discussion, what does that word mean?
It means demonic.
Gotcha.
But,
okay.
But we experts try to use large sounding words. To increase the amount of impressive.
What's demonic?
The orbs?
Any of this kind of UFO phenomenon, for tons of
demons
reasons.
Are out there flying around in space.
Well, let me just say, when you look in the book, in the Old Testament, what's interesting about angelic beings sometimes, or what's called creatures around the throne. Sometimes they're described by Ezekiel or and those
Ezekiel's
kinds.
Is the great example.
It says,
right?
This creature looked like burnished bronze.
Right, right.
Okay? Looked like shiny metal. All right? And so I say, well, if angels look like that, could demons imitate that kind of appearance? And I just a quick idea here. This is not... You know, this is not just my idea. Lots of people have said this, including non-Christians, that the appearances of these kinds of phenomena mimic the technological advancement or lack of it of the people who see the stuff. So it used to be, now you're going to laugh, but it used to be fairies. It used to be little people. It used to be leprechauns. We joke about that. And you know what's fascinating is people would be kidnapped. You can read all kinds of stories from people in the Middle Ages who were kidnapped by the little people, fairies, etc. I know, it's funny sounding. And they would have missing time.
I just
time.
Like hear you say fairies.
They would have
fairies
missing time.
Fairies has a double meaning.
The consequences, the consequences of their interaction with these fairies and other little people
say
are the same as people who have had contact with and have been absconded with by quote unquote aliens.
But friend, because this is why you tune into today's issues.
You have done a lot
you'll
of reading
hear stuff
on
here. You will not hear other places.
This is the same thing that Galileo faced when he took his expertise. Okay, one last thing is because our technology has increased. Fairies won't do, Tim. There, I said it again. So you have to substitute the phenomenon and the explanation for it, and you have to leave little people behind.
So you're saying leprechauns aren't real?
I'm saying leprechauns aren't real.
Ed.
Did you just compare yourself to Galileo, though?
Yes,
I got
did.
Stuck right
yes,
there. I did.
That's an expert. The Galileo of our generation.
Ed Tagliano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be appreciated in 100 years.
That's
Leonardo
right.
They did she have nothing on me. All right, listen. You can't speak truth. You can't speak truth
right.
on with a panel like this.
Well,
I know
a bunch of naysayers.
It's hard to have a serious conversation about a.
If the Lord tarries one day, like Ed's grandkids, my kids, Brent's kids. They're all going to work here, and there's going to be like a painting of Ed on the wall looking up at the stars. You know,
the Galileo of our time.
All right. That I'm just giving the rough outline.
Gotcha.
I am trying to write a book on this.
So Bigfoot, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Not as a physical ape-like creature.
Gotcha.
But the Loch Ness monster, yes.
Yes
for
or
sure,
no?
Right.
Loch Ness monster.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
But maybe. I would be more. Well, are you guys just going to mock me when I say?
No. We're listening intently.
More open to a plesiosaur than
what?
Yeah, I'd be more open to that than I would Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Plesiosaur.
I don't look up how to spell
plesiosaur.
That word up.
No, he was a philosopher. If you go back, look. He was Aristotle's.
Jesus said, Plato. "Don't cast your pearls before swine." And I that's the way I feel. I feel like you
just called a swine.
This has gone for me.
Yeah.
Comparing myself to Galileo.
Right.
To calling my dear friends swine.
You're listening to today's issues. We're going to get back on track here, Chris.
Yes. Are we, though?
We got four minutes to recover.
Yes. Do I have time for a clip? Okay. I'll make this setup quick. Virginia is a state to watch, and I say that because they're having a gubernatorial election. There are two people running for governor. One is a Democrat, Abigail Spanberger. She's running against Winsome Sears. Winsome Sears is currently the lieutenant governor of Virginia. She wants to be governor. And the reason I say Virginia is a state to watch here is because the Democrat wants to make Virginia a sanctuary state, and that is an issue that Winsome Sears responded to this morning on Fox. Clip 8.
I believe the first job of a governor is to keep the people in their state safe, because, you know, I can't even begin to talk about education and why that matters and how it will help our children. I can't talk about, bringing jobs to Virginia if we're not safe, if the inventories aren't safe, if our children can't walk the street, if we're not locking up people who commit crimes. And see, this is what my opponent is telling us, what she really believes. She is not going to keep Virginia safe, Dana, because of the results of what Governor Youngkin has put forward in Executive Order 47. We are now partnering with ICE, or we have our state police who are helping to get the criminals who are illegally here gone. That's it. How can my opponent be against getting criminals off the street? But of course, what we know is she has taken thousands of dollars for a pack, wait for it, that is named Defund the Police Pack.
Now, for anybody out there that might think, well, you know, Winsome Sears has a good shot here. Her and Glenn Youngkin got elected fairly easily. So did the Republican Attorney General. That being said, Abigail Spanberger is leading this race in most polls. So if she's elected,
it'll be close, probably.
Yeah, if she's elected, she may make Virginia the next Illinois.
Well, Virginia was trending blue, that is Democrat, before the shocking upsets 4 years ago.
Right.
By Winsome Sears, and I say shocking upsets, that's what some people would have called it, and Glenn Youngkin and others. Right. There was an AG there.
Yeah, Jason Meares.
Yes, so... And they swept the election. Are the Republicans on the comeback that will last more than one election cycle? That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
But I really like Winsome Sears a lot, and that was some great comments by her right there.
Plus, Abigail Spanberger may be an alien.
My thanks to Chris, Ray, Galileo, and Brent Creeley, our producer, Fred Jackson for his contributions, Alexander McFarland, who joined us.
Neil Alexander McFarland.
And I'm Tim, and we thank you for listening to today's issues.
Trivia Friday tomorrow.
And JJ's back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm sure he'll have a Holy Land question or two,
there
right?
We go.
Since he's back from Israel.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Keep listening to AFR. Thank you.